I'm telling you, that's a Series 4, Forsell said, continuing a debate they'd kept up all day. Nope, Jenkins countered. See the gondolas? Forsell peered through his scope at a line of angular metal bins on wheels that only looked small because they were trailing directly behind the Jotun.
Yeah?
They're collecting from the rear.
So?
So that's a Series 5 feature. Four's dumped to the sides. Forsell thought about that for a second, then gave up with an awkward admission.
It's been a few seasons since we upgraded.
Jenkins winced. He'd forgotten Forsell came from a modest family. Not only did Forsell's parents own fewer acres, but their soy also sold for much less than the Jenkins corn and other grains. In all likelihood, Forsell's parents were still getting by with a handful of used Series 2s. Fives aren't worth it, Jenkins said, watching the gondolas fill up, then hurry back over the rise to a nearby maglev depot. Hybrid engines are way too expensive unless you're processing your own ethanol.
Hey, we got something. Forsell's body tensed. Just pulled off the highway.
Jenkins realigned south. A single vehicle, a green and white taxi, was approaching the complex at high speed. For a moment, it disappeared down a dip in the access road.
Think it's them?
Forsell asked. Dunno, Jenkins swallowed dryly. Better send the word.
All squads, got a vehicle coming in.
This a joke, Forsell? Stison growled over the comm. Byrne had promoted the dark-haired constable to squad leader of 2A and assigned him to guard the complex gate. It's too hot for any of your bullshit. See for yourself, Jenkins urged. The final stretch of road was completely flat, a straight shot of cambered pavement to the gate. Even without magnification, the sedan was impossible to miss. Look sharp, Stison bellowed to his squad, sitting in two sun-baked clumps behind sandbag berms on either side of the gate. Das, give me some cover. Jenkins heard movement on the first-story roof directly below his position. On your feet, boys, Das bellowed. 1A's squad leader was a little overweight, but he was also very tall. As a result, the middle-aged maglev engineer didn't look fat so much as thick. Lock and load. My rifle, Osmo whined. It won't charge. Whenever Osmo got stressed, his voice shifted to a childlike register. Usually this made Jenkins laugh, but not now. Pull your magazine, then reset it, Das said. Make sure it goes all the way in. Jenkins heard the scrape of metal on metal, then the successful clack of a rifle bolt. Sorry, Das. It's all right, but you gotta calm down. Focus. By his patient but forceful tone, it was easy to tell Das was a father. One boy, two girls. Just make sure you watch what they shoot, Stison growled. The constable had a prickly personality that had only gotten worse since his defeat during the pugil competition. As much as Jenkins wished he could mute Stison from the comm channel, all the recruits shared, he knew Stison had a point. 1A would have to shoot past 2A in order to hit the sedan. Das answered in a friendly tone, Do your job, Stison, and you won't have anything to worry about. Rising to the challenge, Stison marched to the center of the gate. Holding his MA5 to his right shoulder, he held out his left hand in a sign to stop. The sedan slowed and came to a halt 20 meters in front of Stison. For a few seconds, all the recruits simply stared at the heat distortion roiling from the vehicle's roof. Out of the vehicle, now! Stison barked, leveling his weapon at the windshield. But the sedan's doors remained shut. Jenkins felt his heart pounding in his chest. Thermal? He whispered to Forsell, hoping the spotting scope's more sophisticated optics could confirm if either of the staff sergeants was in the sedan.
Negative, Forsell replied. It's all white. Exterior's too hot.
First team, Stison barked. Move up. Jenkins watched four recruits move out from behind the western berm and walk cautiously through the gate. MA5s tucked tight against their shoulders, they surrounded the sedan, two on either side. Burdick, pop the door. Stison motioned one of his men forward. Jenkins drew a breath and did his best to relax into his weapon. As he exhaled, he let his scope's aiming reticle come to rest where he guessed the driver's head would be when he emerged. For some reason, he imagined Staff Sergeant Burns' face grinning in his crosshairs. Burdick reached toward the door release. But just as he did, the sedan's gullwing doors sprung open. The recruit had a moment to flinch, but not enough time to cry out in surprise as the sedan exploded in a flash of white vapor. Instantly, Burdick toppled to the pavement, as did two of the other flanking recruits. Each was spattered bright red as if he'd been shot through with shrapnel. "Claymores!" groaned the lone survivor. He shuffled away from the sedan, dragging a crippled leg behind him. "Everyone stay back!" Stison bellowed to the rest of his squad as he took the struggling recruit's arm across his shoulders and dragged him inside the gate. The squad leader fired a one-handed burst into the sedan's windshield, but instead of shattering, it flashed red, the same vibrant color as the recruit's seemingly mortal wounds. For the exercise, each recruit's MA5 was loaded with tactical training rounds, TTR. These bullets had a plastic polymer shell to help maintain muzzle velocity and trajectory, to emulate, as much as possible, ballistics of lethal rounds. But each TTR also contained a proximity fuse that dissolved its shell, turning it into a harmless blob of red paint when it was within 10 centimeters of any surface. Harmless, but not inert, Jenkins reminded himself. The paint was both a powerful tactile anesthetic and a reactant that worked on nanofibers woven into the recruit's fatigues, causing the fibers to harden when saturated. Translation, when you got hit, you passed out and froze up. A single TTR in any limb would render it useless. Multiple rounds to the chest would cause the whole uniform to stiffen, simulating a mortal wound. Burdick and the other downed recruits had been hit by dozens of TTR from the Claymores. Black plastic boxes screwed to the inside of the sedan's doors, now covered with condensation from their CO2 propellant.